Becoming Me, Finding the Baby Girl Within by Rosalie Bent. Copyright 2023. In the beginning, the blessed day had finally come. Meredith Owens lay in the birthing room at the city maternity hospital, waiting to deliver the child she had waited for these many years. Only 25 years old, Meredith was recently widowed, and was even now flip-flopping between the grief of bereavement and the utter joy of imminent motherhood. The birthing room itself was almost brand new and cutting-edge at a time when so many births still took place at home with a midwife in attendance. In the blessed gaps between contractions, she gazed around the room, wondering how she had been so lucky as to have not only a midwife, but a doctor in attendance. But as these things always go, the pain increased and culminated in the delivery of a baby boy. Her joy was now almost complete. As she looked at her newborn son, she fondly remembered her dreams of having a baby girl. But despite her hopes, her baby was indeed a boy, and so when asked, she told the nurse his name. His name is Mikey. Michael Jonathan Owens. A form was filled in, a name card created, and hours later, as she recuperated in a bed, she glanced over and saw her son lying in the tiny crib next to her. Welcome to the world. Baby Mikey, or maybe Michelle, she whispered, using the name she had chosen originally, and then fell back to sleep with a smile on her face. A week later, Meredith was at home cleaning up her baby boy from the inevitable and unpleasant task of a dirty diaper. While holding her breath, she smiled at him and spoke out some powerful words. My dear baby Mikey, you are the love of my life, and I will raise you to be the best. She hesitated briefly. Man you can be. You are wonderful. It was the first time she had called him Mikey when she was alone. Since his birth, she had called him Michelle, the name she had chosen months earlier had he been born a girl. But every diaper change reminded her that Mikey was, in fact, a boy. Infant genitals are very small, but there is no confusion about which sex he was. He was very definitely a boy. That morning, Meredith decided that she would call him his proper name and accept that the baby she was holding in her arms was in fact a boy. She sighed and cuddled him to herself as the week-old infant fell back asleep. A new life had been created and a new unbreakable bond forged. Aunt Matilda. Matilda, yelled Meredith as she hugged her older sister. I'm so glad you came. Well, of course I came. You're my only sister, so I had to come and see this baby of yours. Meredith smiled at her sister's words. In truth, Matilda was quite the odd woman, despite being given an old-fashioned name. Born too early to be a hippie, she was the prototype of an alternative woman. She was 30 years old and single, almost a crime at that time, and happily so. She was an artist, and therefore perpetually poor, but was the happiest person Meredith had ever known. And there was another sister, despite Matilda's words. But there was no spite, just her single-focused capacity to ignore all others when speaking with someone. Her other sister was entirely opposite to Matilda in that she was sensible, down to earth, and a mother of two. Matilda was weird, truly unusual. But she gave herself 110% to the people she engaged with. But even without mind-altering drugs, Matilda saw things that others did not. She had that keen sixth sense that kept her both safe and considered odd by the world at large. Well, she demanded with a wide grin. Let me